Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Eat my dust, slime ball! Eat fumes, Wormo!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jax.
And I'm Joel.
And today we're going to be looking at three different Apple Arcade games when Apple first released, but I'm only just now playing it, and other games.
Apple first released, 1981.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
When Steve Jobs picked up that Apple and took a bite and said,
like, this should be a computer.
Shit, that's a logo.
This Apple is sweet, but you know what would be better? A computer. What's a computer? We haven't got them yet.
Just you goddamn way.
Look at this goddamn bitten Apple. Look at it. Are you inspired?
I've decided to not wash and to make computer. I'm Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Steve Jobs.
Dirty man.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, Steve Jobs has said that he pissed his pants.
Yeah, he was known around the Apple offices for stinking so much that people didn't want to interact with him.
Yeah.
He was a smelly man. That's not a character judgment. It's not a historical fact.
It's not a hot take. It's just a fact.
It's just true.
He loved turtleneck and stinking
and
like
smelling.
Garbage.
I'm pretty sure his death was... At points, probably treatable, but
yes,
he
oh, massively.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
massively.
Yes.
Damn, he made a good computer.
Damn, did his computer be good. When Apple Arcade either first released or some various games that I've sort of played. Because now the reveal from last week, we're like, we can play these games
last
on our laptop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Has opened game me up changer. To downloading so many different games, in quotation marks, from Apple Arcade. So now when we first were sort of dabbling in Apple Arcade. I know, JD, you were saying, like,
World's biggest hater of Apple Arcade.
Yeah. You were like, are these games or are they just something that you can pass the time on your phone? And I'm like, great question.
Brilliant question.
And to an extent, yes.
Okay.
Yes, you are correct.
Yes to which?
These are not games.
Oh, they're not games. I see. Okay, yeah, great.
I think, like, early, like, Apple Arcade, very much so, was just like, yeah, this... So it's the first game I want to look at is a game called Possessions, and I think that the storyline here is that I think you are a couple, and then you eventually have a child, and
baby,
and there's not much in terms of storyline, but basically it's you're getting a home. Or a room, and you have to kind of like move around a bit to make things match up. And that's it's like a puzzler, but like a 3D puzzler.
So like
it's not hard
Crush?
At all. No. Like a puzzle game is in like so. Here's a half a chair, and there's another half of a chair.
What the hell am I meant to do?
And depending,
I can't sit on this.
And then depending where you move the camera
my ass
view,
is not long enough.
Yeah. Depending where you move the camera view, they'll line up.
Okay.
You got to wait a couple of moments, far too long,
just
for it to then be like, correct, you've solved that puzzle. Now, what other bits of furniture need to be connected?
Possessor or possessed or possession?
Possessions. Possessions.
Oh, possessions. Because it sounded like a cool spooky game.
Like, no.
Possession
no.
Goes in.
Yeah.
Husband and wife and
they
baby things and you got to fix them.
No, if only. This is just one of those games where you sort of line up using
The worst Riddler trophies in Batman.
Yeah.
So this just seems like a good point because my brain has had one of them classic bad thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
And it's because I've had a stressful weekend and this morning I slept bad because I was a stressful weekend and I have just mainlined so much coffee and the whole thing I can focus on with the fact that you're talking about a husband, wife and baby is it's crazy that humanity
loves
baby things but hates to
babies.
Think
babies. Oh no.
No, hates loves baby things like being like, oh, sweet little baby. Oh, sweet little puppy. Oh, sweet little kitten. They would come. And everyone's like, cum's disgusting, but it grows into baby.
What? What? psychopath.
Common egg by themselves, bad. When they become a thing, good.
Not everyone is like common egg bad.
Yeah. Are you saying that it would be more reasonable for us to look at a pile of jism and be like, oh, one day that will be a baby?
Or are we meant to look at a baby and be like, yuck, get it off my face?
That's jizz.
I mean, a baby shouldn't be on your face. No, I just mean, like, I guess we should be more cum neutral.
Yeah, well, I agree.
I mean, I am quite cum neutral.
Mm. I'm largely not cum negative.
Anyway, so that's the kind of thoughts you can expect from this episode. I have drank so much coffee. I slept so bad, even though I slept for long.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Anyway, what were you saying? Who cares?
Yeah, fair.
Possessions.
Possessions. It's a game. You can finish in maybe half an hour while you wait in the doctor's office.
Yeah, sweet. Find out if your cum has become a baby. That was a joke. You're not actually waiting on news like that. Anyway. Do you think that most of that 30 minutes was waiting for the game to register that you have lined everything up perfectly and then accepting it?
Quite a lot of it was that. And also when there's like you finish the level, there is far too much wait time because there's this That's bit crazy. Where they like are setting up the room or whatever. And you sort of go in and be like, okay, I'm moving things there. And there is like a through line of like, yes, you are starting as a couple in a crappy apartment. Yeah. And then, you know, you get a bigger house. And
you're getting rich by putting your chair together.
Yeah, that's clever. It's thrifty. You buy a bunch of broken furniture. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden your house is big.
Yeah. Like real life. Several nice aesthetic, but I'm like, is this a game? No.
Jackson, has this game brought you joy hearing about it?
No.
Okay, next game. Okay, we don't care about possessions anymore.
No. Lifelike.
Okay.
Lifelike.
Good name. Another spooky
game. Another spooky game, but I suspect it isn't.
even though in this show, I guess, maybe as part of a regulation in most podcasts, you shouldn't be encouraged to take mind-altering substances.
Okay.
But for this game, I think go nuts. Oh. Like, it would only enhance it. It's just colors.
Steve Jobs.
Oh, he loved LSD.
He loved acid.
Yeah.
So this game, probably enhanced by acid. It's kind of playing...
I'll get back to you in 45 minutes.
Sick. Do you remember, how was it called, like Windows Media Player?
Oh, yeah.
You could have those different visualizations. Oh. It's kind of like playing that.
That's cool.
So you're a little orb. And I was playing it on, and this is a thing where I'm like, I think this was meant to be played on my iPad or phone.
Yes.
But I was playing it on my laptop.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so you move this little orb to other bigger orbs.
Oh, my.
And there's like lots of different colors going on. It's wild. But because I'm using a mouse and a trackpad, it's just not as good. Like, it's quite slow and dragged, as if, like, you should be using your finger, not the trackpad. And I'm like, but I'm using my finger, but not on the trackpad.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is, again, quite a short game. I reckon you could get this done in, like, again, waiting to see if your cum is babies.
Yeah, yeah.
So
in the space of one high, you could enjoy.
Well, an acid high lasts for the length of most video games.
Well, you play this, and then you play Thumper, if you'll recall Thumper.
Oh, yeah. I recall
to completely
Thumper.
Wreck your trip. Just go down a horrible nightmare hole of Thumper.
So an acid trip is 8 to 12 hours. How many times could you beat this game, you reckon?
Maybe, like, what, 8 hours? 8 to 12 times.
Oh, okay, so once per hour.
Nice. Well, it depends how distracted you get.
Yeah.
So... There's that. But, like, it's pretty.
It looks like a fireworksy kind of game.
It is quite a firework. Yeah. It seems like maybe they were just being like, can we experiment with, like, particle physics?
Yeah.
Yes?
Did you ever play the arcade game Point Blank? I know I'm being annoying. I'm constantly interrupting. I'm
blank,
still going to keep
blank,
doing
point
it.
Blank. Yeah. Is that the one? No, is
it's
that
It's the
shooter?
Two fellas, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember what the end of the... This is, I guess,
oh, humble brag. Got to the end of Point Blank.
Oh, my God.
Blank.
No, you watched it.
No. It's like at the end of like the set of mini games you play, there's like the fireworks game where you got to shoot the targets and then they light the fireworks.
I do remember that.
It's giving me those vibes, even though.
Yeah.
The Point Blank guys were kind of like.
Wario and Waluigi?
Yeah, before Wario and Waluigi were guys. I reckon they've got. I don't know if that's true, but. They don't get enough love.
It's close, because Waluigi. Maybe the tall one is a direct influence for Waluigi, because Waluigi didn't pop up until Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Point Blank is a PS1 game. Mm-hmm. Timeline, you might be right.
The Point Blank guys look like poachers. You know what I mean? Like, they did shoot animals. I think that was part of Point Blank, but just something about their vibe. They're bad, man.
Yeah, they look like. if Pac-Man had a bad uncle.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess they're like the Wario and Waluigi to Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man.
Yeah, but they got bodies. Yeah. Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man
and
don't.
Guns.
And guns.
Pac-Man has a body. Yeah, that's sometimes. True.
Not sometimes he has a gun.
Oh, yeah, if you pick up the ray gun in Smash Bros., Pac-Man's got a gun.
The prequel to Pac-Man where he shoots those four men to make ghosts.
The idea of the Smash reveal for Pac-Man Bailey and picking up the ray gun, it's like Pac-Man has a gun.
You all wondered why those ghosts were haunting him, yeah. And now we know why.
He killed like, four men.
He's a murderer.
Maybe it's a sequel to Point Blank. Maybe he's one of the Point Blank boys and these are the four men that he killed. You know how the Point Blank boys canonically killed four men?
Weird, like, Easter egg trivia here, but in Point Blank, did you know, also at playing those minigames, you actually only kill four people and they're all dressed in a certain color-coded
Inky,
way.
Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde or whatever.
So we're going back to Lifelike. I believe it's like Lifelike Chapter 1. I did not care to look if there was further chapters.
Yeah, that's fair.
But again, it's a very easy game to complete. There are bits where I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, but that's because I believe you were meant to sort of like quite quickly swipe the orb to make these other things come out, which is quite hard to do on your trackpad if it's going a little bit slower. So I highly recommend if you're going to play Lifelike and you haven't done a bit of acid, maybe crank out your phone or the iPad. Don't play it on your laptop.
Yeah, this is unlike everything else we've said. Maybe this is a phone
this
game.
This is one,
And then the final game that I was dabbling in was another game that was released quite early in Apple Arcade, which was called Lumen. And I thought it was going to be kind of like, do you remember Pipes or that little mini game in BioShock?
Oh, yes.
Where it was like the ooze was following.
It's a fun
mini game. I remember playing that on like the Game Boy when it first came out, and that was like hard and fun. Mm. And then playing in BioShock, being like, I remember this game.
Yeah.
And I thought this is going to be something similar to that, but maybe using like light instead of like just ooze. It's kind of just like another puzzler, and you got to use lights and mirrors to kind of like move the light from one, the light from one thing to the other.
So you wanted it to be like the BioShock minigame, but instead it was like the Spirit Temple minigame in Ocarina of Time when you get the mirror shield.
There's a Skyrim dungeon that has the same mechanic.
So maybe my reference was good because it was specific.
And like he got it out and yours didn't.
The orb of someone's orb, you find in a box. What the hell is going on there?
Just quit while you're not even ahead. Just quit while you've stopped.
I'm switched on. He knows.
I'm switching off rapidly.
Yeah, yeah. But I think there's a storyline in that one, and it's about like a female inventor, and she invents at one point. She's like,
that's crazy.
Mirrors, cool.
Yeah. I thought the sun invented light, but I guess it was this lady.
She's like, I invented like, I think it was like, it's got like a kind of like a steampunky vibe. Kind of cool. And she's like, I invented like brush shoes. So like,
what?
Right?
Okay.
Like scrubbing brush.
I mean, sure. Like not what I was expecting.
Yeah, that's how
it's like, I'm a young inventor and I put scrubbing brushes on my shoes.
What does that
mean? So it's like, it
to
seems
do?
To be that it was set in like sort of early 19th century.
When,
or like maybe like, not 19th, like turn of the century, like 19th, And yeah, very steampunk.
So the story of this game where you use light and mirrors is that brush shoes.
Well, it's like an offhanded comment. She's like, I invented brush shoes. And I'm like, I'm not paying attention. Click, clickety, click, click.
Yeah.
Chapter something came up, but I was
Brush shoes.
I was clicking too much, so I did not
You've
pay
given
attention.
Both me, Jackson, and the audience the exact same experience you had. You just throw brush shoes out there.
And I was like,
what are we meant to
just
do
a
with
tantalizing
this?
Reference to brush shoes, then we move quickly on.
I think the premise is that it's like maybe her diary or something, and you got to use the light boxes to open it up, and this tells you her
so
story.
It's set in the present and she's dead?
Maybe. Again, didn't care enough to keep playing. Because once again, I'm like, is this a game or is this one of those? There it is to kind of like dwiddle away some time, which is like, I guess most games.
When I'm right, I'm right.
Yeah, but this was definitely one of those ones where, you're just dicking around, waiting in line for something because there wasn't that much thought. It's not that hard, and unlike that ooze game, which I love, there's no sort of like pressure to do.
For
good
some reason,
quick.
It's way less satisfying. Even though it's kind of the same premise, it's way less satisfying.
When the water's coming, you got to be quick.
Yeah. You're like, oh no, ooze.
And then, like, sometimes what if there's like red and blue and if you mix them, maybe a bomb will go off.
And the thing is, in like, you know, sometimes you got to quickly do some like loops to be like, I got to be ahead quickly.
Yeah.
It's just stalling time because I've already cooked it.
That's the best shit. Absolutely.
So fun. So, those particular games.
How many thumbs are we talking?
two thumbs.
And
yeah,
for all of them, yep. Except for maybe Lifelike if you were cooked and playing on an iPad. Then, like, wow, cosmic thumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cosmic
it's all, set,
thumb.
In, it's all set in space.
Damn.
And I can imagine the lights being very appealing.
So, you've given us three games. Can you just rank them? Yeah. Three, go 3-2-1, though. Worst first.
Yeah. Worst would be Possessions.
Okay.
Boo.
Your big Possessions.
No, I'm disappointed in the Possessions team.
Yeah. Me too.
I'm doing
that. Great name.
My thoughts.
Terrible execution.
I guess number two would be Lumen.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then the better one would be Lifelike. But I feel this is 3-3-1.
To be perfectly honest.
That's
fair.
With you.
That's very fair.
Yeah.
And those are the three games I've played this week. On Apple Arcade. I can't wait to see what I do, what trash
do you play
I play
next week
on Apple Arcade. Move over, Switch. I've got a new toy.
Yeah. Just like ignoring Switch, like your pile of games there, ignoring Game Pass, which is now combined with both EA and Bethesda to add.
Yeah, throw it out.
Like 40 AAA-ish games that you've probably never played.
Oh, 100%.
Don't worry about it.
No. I'm playing
Apple Arcade's releasing more garbage.
Maybe there'll be a diamond in the rough. Who knows?
Let me tell you. Yeah. There might be, but it'll also be available on console and be good. Don't play games on your phone. Use it to text people.
I'm not
and
playing
loot.
It on my phone. I'm playing
I would
it on
never
my laptop.
Dream of it, Dusha. Yeah,
thank you.
I promise.
Thank you. Your phone's always broken. Oh, we went through a phase where we were on tour and you kept playing a knife throwing game.
Yeah, that's
on your
the
phone.
One game I played heaps on my phone. Yeah. I could throw a knife at a block of wood. It was great.
Yeah,
but also
it looked very satisfying.
Yeah,
it was only available on Android.
Yeah, only I could play it on tour. I recall, and boy, did I feel powerful. Yeah. What I've been playing. A little bit late, is Animal Crossing.
Oh, yeah, right on time.
Right on the pulse, as always.
I just feel that's not a game for you.
Well, so my partner...
That seems like, well, yes, you're right, but here's the long version.
My partner was a bit sick recently, and so I was like, well, let's get Animal Crossing so that she can do something in her downtime or whatever. Mm-hmm. But she was too sick to play it, so she would make me play it and watch. And so I had to play Animal Crossing. In a way, I was forced to.
Yeah, which is exactly how the creators are intended it.
Yeah, I think so. So I named the island Hongus.
How do you spell Hongus?
H-O-N-G-U-S.
Mm-hmm. Hongus.
I bought the Wario mustache, and then I just went around and shook the trees or whatever. And that was all I did. I immediately sold my pants and shoes.
How you're intended to play that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And then I ran around and, whatever. The villagers I have on my island are a lovely horsewoman named Renee and some freak named Gob. He's a horrible pig and I loathe him. Yeah. He's a creep. He comes up and he's hanging around my house. Go away.
I'm running around with my warrior mustache, nude as the day I was born, shaking them trees.
He keeps calling me hot dog. I don't know why.
What's your character's name?
Jackson. He's really weird.
Toddlering it, pants on, cock out. But this guy's like, hey, hot dog.
Like, don't talk to me, you
and
freak.
He's the creep.
I don't like him at all. But yeah, because of that, it has, and I think this is just what happened with Animal Crossing to a lot of people, it's become a game that me and my partner play together a lot. But it'll always be when I get home from work, so I've only ever played it in the dark, which is, it's only ever been nighttime for me on Hongus Island. I don't know what daytime looks like, because I get home, and she's like, let's check in, let's do this, let's do that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I think for a while I was kind of like this, like the same, but the reverse, because I would never really play it after like dinner. So I'm like, I don't know what night looks like. Oh, well.
I had that exact same experience when I was a little baby playing Pokemon Gold and Silver because I didn't realize that it was 24-hour time when I set the time in it.
Yeah.
So therefore, I only ever played at night, which was during the day because it was a Game Boy Color, no backlight. So, yeah, I only had Hoot Hoots for ages.
That's very funny. So just because of that, I've played through, I don't know, we built the bridge recently. That was pretty good. Catch a lot of fish, I guess.
Still shaking trees.
Well, it tends to go that I'll get on and I'll play and shake trees and sell clothes or whatever that I'm wearing until my partner gets frustrated enough that she takes the controller and I get to lie down and watch someone play Animal Crossing instead of playing it, you know?
When you lie down, do you lie face down? I can imagine that for some reason.
No, I get on the couch, which is like quite a bit away from the TV, and put a blanket on myself and kind of half watch out of the corner of one eye. There's a lot of resource gathering, which I've got no time for.
Did you get resources from the trees?
Well, you get sticks. Yeah. Well, someone...
Do you have heaps of sticks?
Yeah. Are you donating a lot to, like, the museum?
Well, I like sticks? To collect bugs and be like, well, that was good, and then release them. And my father's like, no. Give them to the museum. I'm like, back to nature. And you know, it satisfies me heaps when you release a fish back into the river and it goes, woo!
You know what's great, though, is you can just place them down in the middle of the island. So you can have, like, basically a bunch of different bugs just in, like, a cage just everywhere. So you make your own competing
you
museum.
You should have seen what the house looked like before my partner got her hands on it. Any new piece of anything I just dumped on the ground out the front. It was a true awful. It was a nightmare to try and get to the crafting bench. You had to go through this horrible maze of insects that I just put everywhere. It rolled, but now it's all neat. And
are you wearing pants now?
She gentrified it. I am wearing, but I look like her now because she started playing more.
Still Wario mustache?
No, she put it in store.
Can you put the mustache on the floor?
I should put it on the wall. Really. Yeah.
You still hot dog?
Yeah, he still calls me hot dog. That freak. I loathe him. He just walks around and then I'm like, oh, hey, man. He's like, hey, time to work out. And I'm like, don't talk to me. I gave him a hat and he wears it wrong. Oh, man. I hate that guy so much. There's so much dialogue as
There's
well.
Heaps
oh,
of dialogue.
My God. Shut up.
I love putting either like a shark or a whale in my house.
Oh, that is good.
Being like, you shouldn't be here.
You're too dry. Sucking in that human air. You need some wet air.
Because their fish tank is huge.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
in a fish
good.
Tank. So I you imagine put it that
there.
So
I wish. Yeah. You put that there and then you put your bed there and you're like, yes. Turn on the little night light for it. Yes, you hate this. And then go to sleep.
That is great. That is good. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty fun, I guess. We are not, like, doing any of the time whatever stuff. Yeah. We're just playing it as is. So that means a lot of the time we play for an hour and we're like, well, nothing else I can do.
Yeah,
well, that's kind of nice. It's got, like, an inbuilt limit to how much you can play. Although you can go to sleep in a bed. Does that make time go forward?
No.
What happens?
You just lay down.
Doesn't it say, would you like to have a rest?
You just nap for a bit, I think.
Does that move time forward?
I don't think so.
What the hell is the point?
Time can't be moved forward because it's locked to real lifetime.
So why would I ever nap?
I don't know. If you wanna nap while you're napping so you can...
Does it recharge your biz?
There's nothing to recharge.
I don't know. Have you gotten the toilet yet?
No.
You can shit in Animal Crossing.
There is a urinal
that.
Available at the store, which I would love to buy and put in the house, but I suspect it won't be allowed. She came in and gentrified Hongus. It's terrible.
Hongus used to have so much character.
You used to have so much character. Keep Hongus weird.
Remember when Cass was playing it, like her goal was to just make it Trash Island.
That's great.
And so she just throw a lot of trash on the floor and I kept just donating like trash
tin
designs
and stuff
to her to be like, here you go now, have fun.
Found out the other day because we got the good axe and my partner was like, what time to chop down a tree? And to get you some wood from a tree and to chop the whole tree down. She was horrified and I was like, oh my God, let's lock the island.
Because you can.
I would love to.
And then you can dig up the stump.
Yeah, if it was up to me, the island would be a barren wasteland with no animals or plants or anything. It would just be me and the horrible pigman yelling at each other for eternity. And I wish as well that I could turn my house into a fully Nook-themed house. Just be a corporate stooge for Nook Inc. That's my dream. Suck the dick of the company, you know?
I'm aware. Yes, good.
This goes against everything you said in the first half of the review, I feel. But I feel like that makes sense. You're either like, it's either disgusting and there's bugs everywhere, or arid wasteland, and then a house that is just corporate.
Yeah.
That's it.
It was one of the worst moments in this game for me, because, you know, you can catch a bug and then you can release a bug. And I was like, please, God, let me be able to release bugs into my house.
No.
But it turns out you can't do that.
Have you got by like a scorpion or a tarantula?
I've been got by a bunch of wasps a bunch of times.
Yep.
And initially when I got by a wasp, I was like, this is awesome. My face is puffy.
Yeah.
this is great. But then that horse lady that also lives on the island, she got us medicine. And now every time I get stung by wasps, my partner's like, give yourself medicine. And I'm like, no, it's good that I'm puffy and full of poison.
Your eye is a bit weepy.
But she doesn't listen. You know?
She gives you
your
medicine.
Your face has character.
Yeah, exactly.
And she is gentrifying Hungus.
It's so sad for the beautiful island of Hungus. You know? I wanted an island where every time any of the inhabitants were like, I love our island, I could be like, why? But instead, it's, you know, it's a paradise.
Well,
whatever.
Once you get the shovel, you can trap those horrible, horrible pig men.
Yeah, I might do. Mm-hmm. To be able to get rid of Cobb and his... Yeah.
You don't get rid of him. You trap him on an island. Mm. Dig around him.
Yeah, that would be good. It would be good to excavate that pig.
They get mad.
Yeah, good. He doesn't know how much I hate him, you know, because I can't communicate that to him. I can, you know, because there's like a chat function. I can say as many horrible things to him as I like, but I know the computer doesn't really get it across to him.
Once you get some emotions, hopefully it's like an angry emotion.
You would hope so. Yeah. I would like to be able to chew Cobb out. Yeah. Be like, get away from my house, you freak.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just quickly, time for my favorite segment, which has a theme song, so I'm just going to drop it here.
Yeah.
His douche, his... The switch snitch, the switch snitch, what a bitch, bitch. I don't know.
So, Jackson, this review, it has vibes of like a man that has played Animal Crossing for long enough that he's broken, but also could have just been like a 20-minute play.
Yeah.
He played this for over 15 hours.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's a big commitment to trying to save Hunger's Island.
Yeah. I go
from
in.
The tyranny of gentrification.
I get home. I shake all the trees. I dig holes in the beach.
Yep.
I collect fish only to let them go again. My partner says, give me the controller. She collects every single stick. And then she...
Yuck.
It's awful. Let me litter the floor with sticks. Christ. Anyway.
I support... your movement to keep Hungus Island weird.
Yeah, hashtag keep Hungus Island weird. Okay, let's do it. Let's stop the gentrification. I got to get our own Switch so I can truly wreck my island and they can leave me alone.
But can you go to other people's islands and move their stuff?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe I wreck someone else's island. I mean, like, I feel like no one's playing it anymore, so I can just go to someone's island who's, you know, hasn't touched it in months and just wreck their
island.
They'll
never know. And then when they do log in, they'll be like, oh my God, this must be what happens when you leave it unattended. Incorrect. That's when you let Jackson on.
Yeah, that's when you let me into your island to cause a lot of problems. I met some lady on a random island. You know, you got the Nook ticket.
Yeah. Mm.
So I got the Nook ticket to some rando island, and there was this, like, this alpaca woman or something. No, she was a pelican.
Yeah. And she was similar like, animals, I can see
quite,
the mistake.
Yeah. Pelican, alpaca, got that puh sound.
And I was like, hey, lady, would you like to come live on my island? And she was like, I would love to, but she hasn't turned up.
Well, you gotta build a house for her.
Well, nobody told me that.
I think you gotta talk to Tom Nook.
No, I'm building three houses for three new people.
Yeah, once you do that.
One of them's gonna be the pelican woman?
Yeah, if I think so.
Hmm.
You got to, and then you'll be like, I'm so sorry. But when you decide you got to build these things, they'll be like, okay, you got to then kit it out with furniture.
No, this has happened, and it's horrible news.
Yeah.
Crafting
yeah.
things is absolutely the worst part of this game. The best part of this game is getting stung by a wasp.
And running around with a warrior mustache and inflated head.
Yeah. Well, wait till you get stung by an actual like scorpion or a tarantula. I think you'll enjoy that.
That does sound good.
Throw away your medicine.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah.
Well, I liked when I found out that I could gift clothes to the other islanders. And I was there with my partner, and she's like, we're going to be nude again, aren't we? But then I found out you can't just gift everything. That like, there's, a cool-down period. But I'd love to give them all my clothes. I miss
being
nude.
Take these shoes. Take these pants.
There you go.
Enjoy.
They're always like, do you have a gift for me? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, just give them an apple. Just give them an apple. I'm like, there are apples everywhere. Take my shoes.
Shoes are harder to come by.
Yeah. So, yeah, look, whatever. I guess three thumbs.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Sounds like you're having fun.
I'm enjoying myself. It's nice to have the extra gameplay element of a constant battle between keeping Hungus weird and gentrification, you know?
Yeah, nice. No, the little guy.
Yeah, I am the little... It's a David and Goliath situation right here.
And the fact you're so far into the game, like, is in 15 hours is a long time, meaning that, hey, you're getting value for money here.
Yeah, evidently. Mm. Yeah, for sure.
That's big. That's probably in, like, your top three most played Switch games.
That's absurd.
That's big.
I would say I hate Blathers, Cobb the pig man, Tom Nook. Tom Nook's terrible little boys. I like the horse lady. She's nice to me.
That's good.
That is good.
I thought you'd like these Tom Nook's annoying little boys.
I do like going up to him and being like, hey, kid, buy my shells. That makes me laugh. But they open the store. This is why I hate the little boys.
Yeah.
They open the store. I go in. They run up to me. They won't leave me alone in the store.
They just, yeah.
Give me some goddamn space.
You want to browse. I get it. Blathers, though. Oh, my God.
Shut up, Blathers.
It just keeps going on and
on. Do you want to know about this? No.
Why would I? Shut up and let me donate so many at once.
God. Here at Thumbcramps, we hate Blathers.
We do. We're an anti-Blathers podcast. Mm. We wish he'd shut his goddamn mouth.
Yeah. Stop flapping his gums.
If Blathers could just, if he say nothing, I just go up to him, I click the donate button, I donate what I want, I go. I'm out of there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure last time we spoke about Animal Crossing on the show, I started a petition to kill Tom Nook. I stand by that, too.
Yeah. Get rid of him.
He's
as well.
Little. You can kill him easy.
It's easy to kill
a
raccoon.
Squash him under my shoe.
We are sucking the corporation.
I'm sucking corporate dick. No, not me.
Tom Nook.
Yeah.
I live on a bear island that's just got a gun.
Hey, Tom Nook is great. I owe him apparently a lot of bells, and I'm forgetting about it. He's not hassling me, so that's good.
Yeah. God.
I hope he dies a terrible death.
Yeah, that is fair.
Mm.
Yeah, me too. I hate as well. This is the only like actual gameplay thing. There's so many loading screens in this game. Mm. Oh my God. If I want to explore the museum, it's like 8 loading screens to get to one end of one section and then 8 loading screens to get back. I never want to go in because I know it'll take so much goddamn time.
Yeah.
I did like the museum aesthetic, but
it's fun to be there, but I'm like, it just takes so long. To go through. And then I come out and I'm in the middle again and I'm like, am I really going to go look at the bugs I've gotten? No. Because it's going to take a million years.
Yeah.
And then I got to leave and that takes a million years.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Life is bad for Jackson Bailey.
Life is bad on Hongus Island.
Yeah. Life could be good.
Yeah, life could
life
be good.
Life is bad, but it could be better.
So look, I'll give it 3 thumbs at the moment. Maybe I'll get to keep Hongus weird at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe when we get like proper terrain... You know, like
altering,
we can, like in a sitcom, make a line down the middle of the island and I'll start new Hongus and she can have old Hongus.
If anyone has a Nintendo Switch that they hate and they never want to play again, there's a P.O. box in the show notes. Send it to Jackson so he can give it to his partner and keep Hongus Island weird.
If you, like me, are dedicated to keeping Hongus barren with just bugs and nothing else, and you've got a Switch that the very sight of makes you want to throw up.
You have to loathe your Switch.
Yeah.
No gifts.
No,
this
don't
has
you
to
dare.
Be like, you need to treat it like the Ring videotape. Anyway, 3 thumbs?
Yeah, let's say 3.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What have you been playing?
I've been playing The Messenger, and not only have I been playing The Messenger, I've been streaming The Messenger on
good lord.
Great question. Yeah. twitch.tv/Dusha forever.
How do I spell Dusha?
D-U-S-C-H-E-R, much like my last name, Joel Dusha.
That makes a lot of sense.
Joel Dusha is not my last name. Dusha is Joel.
Joel Dusha.
Yeah, you know.
I know.
Joel Dusha. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, this is not news to me.
So that's one of the Devolver games that I hadn't played before. And after beating Celeste, and I recently finished Ape Out again, but this time with the proper ending of like the bonus secret level where I have to save Baby Ape, I was like, I need another 2D sprite-based game that is going to make me so frustrated and upset.
Yep.
I was just trying to look for something to scratch that itch. And I'm playing a few other things, like we're dabbling. We'll get to that in future episodes. But The Messenger, I was like, oh, it's on Xbox Game Pass. It's on PC and Xbox. I have both of those. Give it a go. I played for 2 hours straight and was like, oh my God, this is very good and very up my alley. It's a good mix of like platforming puzzles, enemies, but then also like interesting boss fights. Mm-hmm. I've only fought, I think, 3 bosses at this point, but they've all been pretty varied and fun.
I know I've played The Messenger, but it feels like every element of it has been wiped from my memory.
It looks like Ninja Gaiden.
No, I remember what it looks like, but like, how does it control? What are the abilities?
I remember watching you play it.
Yeah, right? But do you remember what...
There's a jump. The first thing you unlock is like a wall climb thing.
Yeah.
You can throw stars.
You can throw stars, which use key.
Oh, yes. Now it's coming back. Yeah, okay.
There's a sword. It's got a really... So... Obviously, games like this, like the throwback to retro style games, they're usually just like very tight versions of older games, but then they throw in new abilities and stuff like that, that you're like, oh, that changes everything. And in the Messenger, there's no double jump, but if you hit something with your sword, you can jump from there. So you've got weird stuff like you jump, stab at an enemy, and then you can jump again. Mm. But if you don't hit the enemy, then you can't do the second jump. So then you just careen into the enemy and presumably die.
I really love stuff like that. Like even I think in Ori, Will of the Wisps, I don't know if it was in the original Ori, but like you got an ability where you could basically use an enemy to propel yourself up.
Yeah.
But then you got another ability, which meant you could push an enemy into the air. So what you could kind of do to reach great heights is just use that enemy as like a platform. So you like throw it up, jump on it, propel off it, throw it up, jump on it, propel off it.
Yeah.
That stuff's cool. Yeah.
That is cool. It reminds me, I guess, of like how people in like when Metroid rolled around the first time used like bomb jumps to like, oh, wait, I can do this to mean that I can access this early and stuff like that. And game developers, rather than being like, stop breaking our game.
Get out of here.
We're like, we could incorporate that into actual puzzles in the future and lean in.
Yeah.
Much like how Celeste has that dash and like all the extra abilities. Mm-hmm. The Messenger just seems to throw like weird stuff that I've never encountered in a game before. Like, yeah, double jumps obviously in everything.
Yeah.
But the fact that, like the attack causing you to respawn a jump, it's weird. But yeah, really like it. The music is sick. The sound effects are annoying, but like an endearing annoying because it's like very much, unlike Celeste, which is a throwback to, I guess, like platformers, but it looks like 16-bit quite nice. The Messenger is still very old school looking. Mm. So the sound effects definitely match that. Yeah, I'm having a really good time with it. Will I keep finish it? Will I keep playing it? Will I keep playing it until I finish it? Will this be a famous clocking? At this point, I want to say yes. Will the game get amazingly hard and I give up? Also, maybe.
Somebody go back, because I'm sure I've reviewed it on Thumbcramps before, and tell me what the hell I said, because I know I never finished it.
I feel like you may have given it like four thumbs.
I think I really enjoyed it.
I think you, from memory, did you, that little guy that hovers around you and it's a bit annoying?
Oh, yeah. I also hate the demon. So that's another.
Didn't you finish it, Jack?
Yeah, I did.
I think you did finish it.
That's absurd.
I think you reviewed it immediately after you finished it because you were stuck on a really tough platforming part. Mm. Anyway, the demon thing does actually remind me of the demon thing in this game. So the thing that Jack, you just brought up, has reminded me to bring it up as well. It's another cool thing that's in the game. So there's no lives, but when you die, this demon boy appears and he's like, hey, I brought you back from the dead. You're welcome. As a toll, I'm just going to follow you around for a while and eat all the gems that you find.
So
he takes like money from you basically, but not money you already have, money you're going to get in the future, which future means if you find cool shit, he just eats it.
Yeah, that is cool. That is a cool mechanic. Or maybe it annoyed me. I don't remember.
I wish I could stab him with my sword.
Yeah,
that's fair. I remember you fighting the end bad guy. And eating a lot of shit.
Yeah, you were very angry. You were playing it on PS4 at the old studio.
Yeah.
Who took the Messenger from me? Who Men in Black style mind wiped this game?
You did.
Yeah, you did.
You're bad brain.
You probably replaced it with the image of Flash holding a hot dog in Snyder Cut.
The moment I saw that, it was just gone. I was like, I'll remember this forever.
Waving like a hot dog around, but by the hot... That's... Hot dogs are yuck to touch, but they taste fine.
It'd be good to gesticulate with.
Yeah.
And great to jab someone in the face with as part of that gesticulation.
They're kind of like a wet finger.
How many thumbs?
Probably four thumbs and a knock so far, but I have played it for 2 hours. I made like decent amount of progress, but I also feel like that this game is going to get hard because... Mm. I've played a bunch of games like this now. They're very up my alley.
But
this one didn't start as hard as I thought it was going to. Like, I beat the first boss and got through the next area without dying once, and that's rare. Usually these games are developed to teach you a lesson when you meet the first boss. They're like, you die.
Yeah, it's going to
be tough. Ready for that.
Prepare yourself.
Yeah. Anyway, great game. It's on Game Pass. I recommend everyone play it. I think it's also like $30 Australian on the Switch. It would be a great Switch game, but look, if you just want to try it first and you've got Game Pass, spend money when you could not spend money?
Exactly. Mm. Always use Game Pass.
Really, really makes you think.
Really, it's a lot to ponder. Yeah.
And before we get to the next part of our show, here is a quick word.
Oh my God.
From our sponsors.
Oh my God.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you, sponsors, and God bless.
Oh, my God. I've never been sponsored better in my life than I was today.
So one thing I want to start off the email segment with, which you can email the show at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. But you can also tweet the show at thumbcrampspod. And earlier this week,
yes,
I tweeted.
Uh-huh. Oh, I remember this.
Inspired by Old Dogs Are Dead's claim, that's you.
That's me, I know.
So inspired by Jackson's claim that Titanfall 2 will be a game he plays consistently until he dies, mm-hmm. What's your pretty good game that has sucked you off for years? Let these pro gamers know. Now, what I want to do today is I'm just going to read some of the responses, and we can just let the listeners know that have replied to that tweet if their choice is good or bad.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. A good choice or bad choice, for sure. Let's hear them.
I still play Oxygen, not... So this is from Brad.
Yeah.
I still play Oxygen. I'm not going to do this for every tweet. I'm just going to say the name sometimes. But this one, it's a... We can... Yeah. Anyway, Brad's given us extra information.
Okay.
Brad says, I still play Oxygen, not included, even though I can't make it into the late game, so I consistently restart. Play it at least once, one night per weekend. Brad, stop playing a game that is better than you.
Give up. Play something you know you can beat.
Or get better.
Yeah, or get better. Or get good, as the gamers say.
Yes.
Hunt. So Ace Jew says Hunt Showdown. Don't know what that is.
I have saw Hunt Showdown and it kind of looked okay, but also was like one of those games that's a bit online and I got confused.
Sky Monkey says Mortal Kombat. Great choice. Lots of games to play from Fatality. Finish him. Not the song.
You're ready for this?
You're
ready for
this?
Yep. Borderlands 2 from Benji.
Not for me, but I heard it's good, and I kind of like the art style. So
Borderlands 2 is definitely the best of the Borderlands games, and I finished Borderlands 2. Would I go back and play it again? Probably not.
No.
Halo Reach. Boo has bought Halo Reach 3 times and can still go through the whole campaign. Also, Jade Empire will occasionally suck me off out of nowhere.
Whoa!
A surprise sucking off is good.
It's a shock.
Jade Empire, I think that's a game I probably would have really, really liked to have played if it had come out maybe a year earlier.
Oh, okay.
I think it was on that same kind of era of like KOTOR and stuff like that.
Yeah. This is a crazy one. Dapper Nerd says Red Dead 1 and 2, Last of Us 1 and 2, and Fallout 4 without failure.
Those games are enormous,
Dapper Nerd.
But if they take up your year, then if that's all you're playing.
Also, Last of Us 2 has been out for, what, 6 almost 12 months, but not quite. Let's say 9 months.
Yeah.
How many times have you played that game, Dapper Nerd? It's like a 35-hour game.
More power to you, Dapper Nerd. That's good.
You're just throwing that out there to try.
Because you know in the future, that's what you're going to play until you die.
Okay, so this is from Aaron, and this is a tweet that means absolutely nothing to me, but is a lot of confusing words.
I'm excited. I'm keen.
Beyond Good and Evil.
Oh, that's
I recognize that as a game.
Great game.
It never changes, but I keep coming back to bum around in a hovercraft with my life uncle to collect pearls and use his black market currency to buy stuff from the Rhino Jamaicans.
Yeah.
I really like the concept of a life uncle. Mm. That's really good. Mm. Fun to say, too.
I remember those, like, that great little bit where you're in the hovercraft kind of doing the races. Nah, what a great game.
A lot of people are saying Halo games.
Yuck.
I get that. I get that. Because a Halo game is like, it's always going to be a kind of meaty, satisfying FPS. So, and sometimes that's exactly what you want. And that's so, I get that.
Star Wars Battlefront 2, the original one, is also very popular. Lots of people have said that.
Love it.
And Destiny's come up a few times. But also,
In
this game, I've never heard of, but I want to end this segment on this one.
Please.
So, Stu Baloo says RimWorld.
Oh, I know RimWorld.
It's
tragically not about Rim Job. I know. I'm sorry, gang. I'm sorry. That would be awesome. It's like one of those. Do you know Dwarf Fortress?
Yeah.
Wait, is RimWorld got something to do with Terry Pratt?
No.
What's his world called?
Discworld.
Yeah. Rim, disc.
I get it. Disc fits in a rim.
Yeah.
You know, when you get one of those disc jobs.
Yeah. Diskies.
Roomies is a funny thing to say.
I'm giving out roomies and diskies tonight. Who wants a diskie?
You know,
I guess a diskie's more like a plug and a roomie's a rimmie.
Yeah. I can't really imagine what a diskie looks or feels like, but I'm giving them out. Okay.
What about a butt plug?
Yeah.
And maybe this is what a diskie could
more
be.
It's like a flatter.
It's
surface.
Like a butt plug, but that has a hole in the middle so you can still like.
What about
like
this?
A disc,
it's like a butt plug. But the butt plug CD has one of those disc. Like gaming steering wheels on it. So you give them a diskie, you play Forza Horizon. In them.
Mm. Yeah, the game's in them.
That's a disky.
Yeah, that is a, that's a,
I
that's
come
a
in with my big setup. Who wants a disky? And where's a TV and a HDMI cord?
Yeah.
Yuck.
No
stinky.
One. No one wants a disky.
Rimmies, though.
Rimmies, on the other hand.
Yeah, everyone wants.
Everyone likes because it's easier to do, I guess.
Yeah.
Now to get to the email segment of the show. So also, if we said your game and we made fun of it, cop that. If we said your game and we barely acknowledged it, also cop that. I don't think anyone came out of that segment good. Anyway, here's some emails. And these people emailed us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com.
Thank you, gang.
All right. So straight off the bat, we've got an email that comes for me. Okay. Because apparently I've been a hypocrite.
Oh, my God.
No, you.
Hey, thumbnob. Hey, thumb nuts, but specifically Dusha, can you explain why you thought Resident Evil would be too anime for Jackson, but when some nameless champion dared to ask the question, do you consider Resident Evil to be anime, on the Facebook group a while back, you cracked the shits?
Oh, damn, he's got you, dude.
I suppose since you're the one to read the emails, you could/should just ignore this one, mm-hmm. but we both know while Joel Dusha may be many things, he's no coward.
They've got your number, dude. Mm.
Love They've the show, hope number. You enjoyed. Love the show, Michael.
All right. So Michael's
what are you going to say? Yeah.
Michael, this so-called nameless champion commented something like that on the Facebook group. And let me just say, I have no recollection of this. Resident Evil isn't anime, but it has anime-like qualities is basically what I'm coming from.
Yeah.
So like how Square Enix games are almost always anime, Capcom games just borrow heavily from the craziness of anime and the horniness of anime. So I
think
it would
you really mean
way.
With Resident Evil that is convoluted, like many animes are.
Convoluted, but also has a lot of anime tropes.
Like what?
Horniness out of nowhere.
That's just real life, Douche.
Yeah, horniness can come.
Horniness is
just
a thing that just comes to you. You could be frustrated playing a WarioWare.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, let's not re-get us to
it. I made Jackson tell that story at a party to people that are not part of Sandspans Radio, nor will ever listen to these podcasts, and they were not happy.
Yeah,
fair enough.
They were not happy and also not impressed.
So people often wonder if Jackson's like this all the time. Yes, this isn't a bit.
Yeah.
But it also means that occasionally, people are like, oh, Jackson seems fun. No, a lot of the time Jackson's so-called fun is met with the stony face and being like, why would you tell me this?
Disdain.
Why are you?
Yeah.
Which is what you deserve, to be honest.
I agree. Yes. No, for sure.
No, just like character tropes and stuff like that. So all the stuff that makes anime except for the art style is present in Resident Evil. So it's not anime, but has anime tropes that I thought would rub you the wrong way. But I guess...
Rub me the right way.
I was right.
Diskies.
Resident Evil plugged that Forza Horizon controller into your anus.
Played me like a goddamn race car.
And this is from Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Crampers. I've recently been playing SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated on the Switch, a baby game for children that originally came out on the GameCube, and I played it when I was like 12. Mm-hmm. On that subject, I was wondering if there's any baby games for children you'd totally play if they were remastered.
Oh, absolutely.
Not
Almost
pod
every
racing.
Single one of them.
Yeah.
Not pod racing. That isn't an option here. Oh. It's an adult game for badass humans. Thank you for everything you do,
Thanks, Beth.
Beth, you are so welcome.
The first game I ever played on the PlayStation, because I had a Nintendo 64 for years, but no games for some reason. And the first game I ever played on the PlayStation was the game of the Disney film Atlantis, The Lost Empire. And it ruled. And I played it to death. So if they've remastered that in some capacity, I would be all over it. You could play as all of the different characters. They all had their own abilities. There was a lot of platforming. There were vehicle segments. It was great. Mm-hmm. I loved it. So yeah, the game of Atlantis, The Lost Empire. Atlantis, The Lost Empire, the game, I guess they called it.
Yeah. Well, they probably just called it Atlantis, The Lost Empire.
It was one of those games where if you did well, you got cutscenes from the movie. You know those games where you're
Empress New Groove on PS1 did it as well?
Yeah. I think the Bug's Life game did it too.
Yeah, that's sick. Video games used to spoil movies for you, and that's good.
I'm trying to think of a...
Not as much as the Phantom Menace soundtrack, which came out before the movie spoiled it, because there was a song called Qui-Gon's Funeral on it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so good.
There was a game... I forget on which system, but it was basically a corporate tie-in to 7-Up.
Cool Spot.
Cool Spot.
And Super Nintendo.
Yeah. And you played as the Cool Spot, and it was a lot of fun bouncing around 7-Up.
Yes, come on.
Oh my God. 7-Up themed levels. I'd play that.
Yeah, that's on, that that's on Super
remaster
Nintendo.
That.
Yeah, remaster
please.
That. That and Pepsi Man running.
Yeah.
Oh, Pepsi Man.
Pepsi Man
is the greatest game that has never been released outside of Japan.
It's incredible.
Port that to Switch.
Yes.
Pepsi Man, he goes for a run and the cutscenes in that game, if you don't know anything about Pepsi Man, please YouTube Pepsi Man. The cutscenes in that, so the game is entirely in English, even though it's a Japanese-only game.
Yeah.
It's never been ported outside of Japan.
The cutscenes are, oh my God.
The cutscenes are like overweight American man drinking Pepsi that's meant to, the game's meant to be an advertisement for Pepsi, but it seems like a parody of Pepsi.
It's so weird.
Pepsi Man does make you want to drink Pepsi.
Though. Oh, yeah.
Pepsi Man's incredibly
just
clumsy.
Talking about it makes me want to drink Pepsi.
Right? Yeah. Do you career into like a tanker at one point?
Yeah,
I
you
think
can, because
so.
It's like works. A,
it's like an endless runner almost. Yeah.
And you've got to avoid things and get to the end, and then But Pepsi Man is like a doofus.
Yeah, it's great.
The fat American guy's like,
eating chips, being like, oh, I love Pepsi. It's very good.
Drinks like Jackson does, baby.
Like my life depends on it.
Yep. So yeah, that and Cool Spot, definitely.
Port Pepsi Man to the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
If someone from Nintendo wants to email me and me to be the link between PepsiCo and Nintendo, I'm happy to.
Are there any other great sponsored video games that we have?
There's a Chester Cheetah game, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there's a Chester Cheetah game and he moves really slowly. It's very funny. He's a cheetah, but he moves like at a snail's pace for some reason. Although I guess no one out there is saying Chester Cheetah specifically is quick. He seems slow.
Well, he does seem like a very slow cheetah because probably he's been eating so many Cheetos.
Yeah. Don't feed a cheetah Cheetos.
Or do.
Yeah.
See what happens. Maybe it makes them quicker.
Yeah. Do what you like to a cheetah. I'm not fast.
And the final email of today's show is from Bryn. I might be messing that name up, but it's spelled B-R-I-N.
That sounds like Bryn. Bryn? Brian?
Yeah.
Brian, but wrong? Whoa. Hang on. It's like a minimalistic spelling of Brian.
Bryn.
Bruh-in.
Bruh-in.
Bryn.
Bryn. Ryan.
Hey, Thummy boys. Game Pass just recently added Elite Dangerous, and being a bit of a space nerd, I immediately installed it. When I started it up, it suggested I go through the tutorial. Sweet Jesus, I got to a second of these and quit the game and uninstalled it. So
that
my question
rolls.
Is, what, if any, games have stopped you from playing just because it was way too complex? Love you guys, Bryn or Brian or Bryn or whatever.
To be honest, RimWorld, because I like a game where I can, it's like, hey, build the perfect society, build the perfect zoo, build the perfect city, and then I like with say City Skyline, I'm like, what if the heart of my city was just pollution or whatever?
You are very proud of that pollution heart.
I've got a pollution core in my city. Everyone's dying, but I remember RimWorld. People were like, it's like you establish a colony. On the rim. And so I thought, hell yeah, that sounds great. And then I installed it and I was like, no, because it was way too much to try and comprehend at once.
I dabbled in both Dota and League and was like, these are not for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Dota especially. I was just like, maybe I could get into this. Maybe I could commit my life to it. And then no, it turns out I couldn't.
You chose Babes instead.
Yeah, I chose Babes.
Okay, I think mine would be like The Escapist too. You know, you're like criminals and you got to break out of prison.
Yeah,
I started that up and I'm like, I don't, this seems too complicated.
Who
and confusing.
Knows what's going on.
I'll.
Speaking of The Escapist 2, I always associate The Escapist 2 with the website or magazine or whatever, The Escapist. And I think it's because the art style of The Escapist 2 also looks a lot like the zero punctuation art style.
Yeah. No, I'm exactly the same. I see The Escapist and I assume it's one of those games about YouTubers.
Yeah.
Or like where you play as YouTubers, but it isn't. I don't think it is.
I truly hope that someone got sued because of this, because that association is damaging for, I guess, one or both brands.
Oh, yeah.
Is it that game and it's like Prison Architect?
Prison Architect's a different prison game.
Yeah. Same concept. Install or buy, install, then.
I'm trying to think if there was any other games. I know, like, there's a couple of games where I've been like, whoa, there is so much customization. I'm just not touching that for a while. Nier Automata and Bloodstained both did that to me straight off the bat.
Yeah.
But I was like, in enough that I was like, no, I'm going to make this work. And then I did, and then I was like, I get it now.
My friends were like, Jackson, you got to play Stellaris with us. And Stellaris
and you said,
is like,
you should have said no.
Well, I was like, no, I'm not interested. But then all my friends in the a game together with, they started playing it. And I was like, okay, let me
bullied.
In.
I'm bullied if I don't play.
Let me in. And then I was like, whoa, no. Yeah. I could make slugmen as my people, but that was really the peak.
I've had those friends talk to me about it, and they will go at lengths without me interrupting.
Yeah. It's never a good sign.
Not interrupting, me being like, sorry, hang on. What is this one thing they have said? And that sets them off on a rabbit hole for about 20 minutes.
At least you can finish your presumably milkshake or coffee that you're drinking. Yeah.
I'll order another one. This is quite nice. You know, it's kind of like white noise, but for friends.
Why people listen to podcasts while they go to sleep.
Why people listen to specifically this.
Yes. I get it now. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like that, and I think I've said this before, but like the, I forget that, what's a Dota type games called? The genre?
MOBAs?
Yeah. MOBAs and Minecraft started this trend of games needing Wikipedia to play. Yeah. And I hate that, but also I can totally understand if someone picks any of those games up and is like, whoa.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Oh, Diablo 3 came close to me. I like Diablo as like the series, but like, Trying to figure out what the hell is going on. I played it, but there was like a whole section I'm like, I'm ignoring.
Yeah, games have dabble with that by having so much customization that's available to you straight off the bat.
Yeah.
So if you just press the wrong part of the menu or if you explore at any point, you're like,
it's bad.
Anyway, games can sometimes be tricky. Yeah. Especially when you have a bad brain.
They can.
A truer statement has never been said.
Yeah. And today's episode comes to, I gave the message a thumb score. I just remember, I was like, did I end up saying, four thumbs? No, I did.
Game. Yeah.
Six, three thumbs.
Nine. Lucky number nine.
Yeah. Number nine is, what? No.
Nine thumbs and a knuck and maybe a cosmic thumb.
Depends how much
acid you've done.
Exactly.
Baby steps, guys.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
And remember,
the acid, I guess.
and remember, shit. I've got nothing.
And remember, thumbs. We've all got them, unless you don't. Hey, thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sanspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.